Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Lamed Ches and Daf Lamed Tes begins on the bottom of Lamed Ches on the base, 2 Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, is the following Shaila. A newly minted nurse who is about to do her first rotation on Shabbos here in Eretz Yisrael, I was not the one who was consulted about whether she can do rotations on Shabbos and Shomer Shabbos programs, etc., etc. But she is a midwife, which the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza expressly states is allowed to violate Shabbos in the case of giving birth. Assuming that it was appropriate for her to enlist for this role, as she had told me she had heard from another Rav, posited the following question. Now that she's going to the hospital, being driven by a Gentile on Shabbos, she's not sure if there's going to be very much food in the hospital. Is she allowed, while she was holding a Maseches Erevin, is she allowed, I said it figuratively, is she allowed, she asked, to take food with her as well, or is there a problem of tchum? Well, that Shaila could bounce out of our Amud. The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis quoted a machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, which appears in a Mishnah on Memhei Amud Beis. And that is, if someone during Bein Hashmashos is sleeping, could their object still be Kona Shvisa on their behalf? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Cheftzei Hefker Konin Shvisa, that even though at that moment the person is not awake, it's considered like Cheftzei Hefker, and therefore they're Kona Shvisa, and they could be Kona Shvisa on his behalf, because just like Cheftzei Hefker are Kona Shvisa, and they don't need Das, so too over here when a person is sleeping. Ultimately, the Gemara Memhei Amud Beis, as well as our Gemara, says, even according to the Rabbanan, if the person is not sleeping, but he's awake, even if he doesn't say anything, his objects can be Kona Shvisa for him. What's behind this idea that his objects could be Kona Shvisa for him, even if he doesn't expressly state this? It seems that what's behind this is the Yesod of a Gemara later on, which gets to our above Shiloh. The Gemara on Sadi Zayin Amud Beis has a very important expression. Habehema v'hakelim kiragle habaylim. The halachos of your utensils, which tchum they have to stay in, follows where your tchum is. Wherever your tchum is, that's where your animal and utensils tchum is as well. Similarly, our Gemara is mechadesh, that if your utensils are in a place that can be Kona Shvisa on Bein Hashmashos, even though it's not your intention, nevertheless, since I think our Gemara in Erevin on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis taught us that there is a direct relationship between the Behema, the Kelim, and the Raglei Abaylim, in such a case, they will be Kona for the person even without an Amira. And therefore, a person will be Kona Shvisa, A. And B is if we need to decide the tchum of his objects, they follow his tchum. Now, I searched the Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah, and I did not find anybody that discussed what if the individual left his tchum on Shabbos for a mitzvah to save someone's life. In such a case, does the tchum of the kalim follow the individual? Do we take that rule, habehema v'akelim kiragle habaylim, not only to when the baylim remain in their tchum on Shabbos, but even when they go out, but they go out beheter. Of course, if they go out be'isur, they will not be allowed to be moved. But what happens if they go out to save somebody? So the Mishnah Berurah did not discuss this. However, the earliest source, and there might be earlier sources, but the earliest source that I found is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in Simin Tezvav, who discusses this exact question of someone who goes out to save a life, are his kelim part of his tchum? And Rav Shlomo Zalman says he thinks that they are. And he points back to the Lashon of the Gemara in Erevin Sadi Zayin Amud Beis, which actually is a Mishnah on Beitza Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Habehema v'hakelim kiragle habaylim. The behemah, the kelim, follow the bialim. That's how we understood our Gemara, the mechanics in our Gemara, Lamed Ches going to Lamed Tes. In all instances, Rav Shlomo Zalman is medayik. It doesn't say wherever the bialim were kone shvisa on bein shmashos, that's where you could take the behemah and kelim. No, it says they follow the raglei abailim. Wherever the raglei abailim are, that's where they are. And in our sugya, it meant that's their objects, therefore could be kone shvisa for the bialim. Because wherever they are, that's where the bialim are. Even if the bialim didn't say it. Similarly, wherever the baal is, that's where they are. And it would seem from the Psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that this nurse would be able, in a case of where it is appropriate for her to travel to a hospital to deliver babies, again, that is a big discussion and requires clear parameters from Gedolei Torah. From the perspective of the Daf Yomi, it would seem that she would be allowed to take the food with her and she'd be allowed to move it in the tchum, and there would be no isser of taking it out, nor no isser in moving it within her new tchum that she has, as the Mishnah Beitza describes, hachachama shaholeches, a midwife who goes to help someone give birth. Bezer Hashem, this concludes the halacha topic from Daf Lamed Ches and Daf Lamed Tes.